And housing affordability is still a key political issue and one that's going to continue to haunt federal governments of any persuasion, I guess. The peak professional body for investment professionals, PIPA, has called on the government to consider housing affordability strategies that reflect the country's market needs rather than any radical changes. Property Investment Professionals of Australia, better known as PIPA, their chair, Ben Kingsley, has said the association welcomed the federal government's decision to rule out changes to negative gearing. He said he is hopeful this decision reflects a more measured approach to addressing affordability issues for both buyers and renters. Look, housing affordability is quite challenging, but there is no easy fix. We welcome the government's focus on this issue, but urge them to adopt sensible measures that reflect the national market needs rather than any of the radical changes that have been floated by some corners of the market. No policy would be able to reduce the price of quality property in the inner suburbs or the major capital cities. Due, of course, to the continued strong demand and limited and geographically constrained supply. However, strategic policies can encourage more supply in urban locations. Measures that encourage developers to build more family-friendly accommodation, such as 3- or 4-bedroom units, and incentives to encourage the release of bulk land lots in new greenfield areas could also boost supply, and that would go a long way to helping with affordability. These are positive measures. PIPA advocates that regulation and education remain the key. Property investment advice needs to be regulated. This touches on what I mentioned earlier too. This would remove spruikers and speculators from the market. Educating investors about the real and current risks of property investment and ensuring that they're not pressured into poor investments would help to moderate demand and avoid budding investors getting their hands burned. The residential property cycle plays a significant role in the country's overall economic performance and in building everyday Australians' wealth. While high property prices can be incredibly frustrating for those trying to enter the market, we need to remember that property is the key feature of many everyday Australians' wealth creation strategies. Property is an accessible, trusted source of wealth that can help just about anyone build a better future. We need to be very careful when it comes to playing around with measures that could hurt the value of these very good assets.